Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. We do have Ted Haugh, a regular guest here on KFFB's Open Mic. Ted Haugh is the executive director of the White River Area Agency on Aging, serving 10 counties in north central Arkansas for the needs of the aging. And Ted, thanks so much for taking time and talking with me.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Bob.
Well, one thing we got to talk about is aging.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you notice that we're all getting older minute by minute.
It a lot, Bob.
But it is something that we've said 20 years ago. They said, be ready. When the baby boomers start to retire, it's going to be 10,000 a day retiring, and that's what we're seeing now.
That's what we're seeing, absolutely. And that's why what we do at the Area Agency on Aging and throughout really the whole state of Arkansas, there's seven other folks that do what I do. Of course, we serve the 10 counties taking care of seniors. And so it is important for each state to take care of their seniors. But, of course, we're interested in our 10 counties here in Arkansas. And, Bob, I just got back from the Area Agency on Aging annual conference, which happened to be held in New Orleans. And the emphasis, of course, is how we continue to serve seniors with the large number of seniors that are turning 65 and older. And so the opportunities are for us, and then there's also issues dealing with that. But the main thing is we need to make sure that we keep expanding their programs in an appropriate manner. And, of course, there's just so much money out there, Bob, and they're just that have to be met and those kind of things. So we're really in a, they're not sure exactly about from the national level exactly how all this is going to fit. And of course, a lot of the funds come from the national, goes down to the state, and the state has to put these programs in place. So we learned a lot about how are we going to expand opportunities for seniors, whether it be in the area of actually working. And we're seeing that seniors are going back to work. So that's kind of a new twist some way as far as it being one of the issues that we talked about. And then also it talked about how do we support family and caregivers. So we're not sure exactly what that means, but families have been taking care of their loved ones for a long time. But Bob, one of the premises of the Old Americans Act is that's for people like us that take care of people and we come in their homes, and that allows their families to go ahead and make a living, and then they can come back to home and take care of their parents or whatever. So, again, these are issues that are facing us that we learned about at our meetings. We also talked about how we can strengthen the aging program and also deal with our folks that have disabilities and how we're going to continue to serve them. Thing was how we protect seniors from their rights. And, of course, you know, one of the biggest problems they have with seniors is they get these phone calls and somebody that's on the other end pretty slow, and how they can get their Social Security number, how they can get a credit card number, and so those things like that continue to be a problem for seniors. And then also just a lot of issues, transportation. How do we get seniors from their house to the doctor or to the hospital or all those kind of things like that that really is a concern. And then also even the medications that seniors take and make sure they're taking them at the right time, and how do we make sure that's taking place. Just a lot of things on the plate for seniors. How do we better fund senior centers? That's a big thing. That's not been addressed really regular in the last probably 10 years, Bob. Has some increases, but not very much. And then the problem that we had the cigarette tax goes to seniors. Well, folks are smoking less, so there's not as much money in those areas. And then the politicians used to get what they call the GIF funds, and all of them helped the senior centers with those funds, and so they've taken those funds away. So they've not been able to replace those funds as readily as we would like to see. So we're working with our legislators, our elected officials, working with the governor and his staff. So maybe we're making some progress in trying to get some more funds for our senior centers. But, Bob, there's other issues out there as the minimum wage has come into place, has really put a burden on those of us that work in senior care, is because we are only allowed to charge a certain rate. Well, that rate hasn't gone up, but yet the minimum wage has gone up. And so it really has put a hurt into a lot of our operations. So, again, those are things, when those things happen, you have to go back to your elected officials. You have to work with the governor's office, and that you hopefully that you can have a review of the rates so we can increase the funding so we can continue to provide care for our seniors.
You know, when you look at the minimum wage, that's something we've talked about over the years. That is not supposed to be the standard of someone's income. You know, it's a livable wage. That is a a teaching wage is always thought. That's somebody, it's a beginner of that business. If they can't move on to the and up in that business, they can move to another business. That's what my teachers used to tell me, you know, 40 years ago. They said, you know, that's how you do it. If you don't get a raise where you are, you'll get a raise with the competition. But the problem with the minimum wage that I have seen, and this is something I voiced, and I get some opposition in it, but this is me personally taking KFFB hat off. When you raise minimum wage, it hurts the seniors, those on fixed income, because they don't get a raise. There's no 3% guaranteed minimum wage in Social Security, and that's fixed income. So it takes away either their food's more expensive, or like you guys have got somebody that's got a 40-hour helper that comes in and helps all these different seniors. They're cut down to 32 hours. That means somebody lost that helper that week.
Yes, and it is just the fact that to make sure that the process is correctly provided. A lot of times they make us add more steps because they want everything to be transparent, as we do.
Right.
But it seems like they add more steps for us to make sure that transparency is there.
But that takes an hour away.
But that takes time and that, right. that and all that. So the main thing, Bob, that our job as executive director is to present our facts and kind of get in the weeds with our elected officials so they understand that what we need, and that is, in this case, is going to be some more funding if we're going to continue to provide services for seniors.
And one thing we got to look at, that's why us as those that love our seniors, our grandmas and grandpas and your neighbors and people we go to church with, check on them. Because, you know, when this comes, they won't tell you that they are not going to have a meal today. They're going to skip a meal or maybe have two meals.
Right.
And that money is getting tighter. So we need to check on all seniors, especially during the heat. That's another thing.
That's right. And, why Meals on Wheels is so important, Bob, because, you know, there's a contact with our seniors every day. That's important. Not only are they giving them a meal, there's somebody that's actually putting their eyes on that senior. And you're exactly right. This hot weather we've had, of course, we've had an appeal out to all of our aides and all the folks that work for us, is that we need to make sure we're checking on them, just like we do in the wintertime, Bob, if the ice or snow comes in. Summertime, especially the heat that we've had, that we have people that are checking them. And that's why the senior centers are important. The place that's cool, you know, in the wintertime, it's a place to be warm. And then you have all the socialization and all those other things that go with that. So we have an important part in the world that we live in. It's not the only part, but we know it's an important part. So that's the reason why when we go and talk to our elected officials or to the governor, you know, we've got a pretty good case to talk to about. And that's the reason why I'm on this program. We appreciate you allowing us this time so we can talk about seniors and that people out there in the radio land knows that people are working to try to help seniors.
All right. Well, we're talking with Ted Hall with White River Area Agency on Aging. The number to call, any question about seniors, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, or neighbor, they call this number.
That's right. We have an 800 number, 800-382-3205. Or they can call our office in Batesville. It would be 870-612-3000.